Yebo, Zimbabwe Mushem, Takato Mushem, Muria Zimbabwe, Dinam Kantran Chungachel, Chemichi Niki, Ushello, Big Connection, Lilami Umaik Hove, Kwazo, Muria Zimbabwe, Dinam Kantran Chungachel, Chemichi Niki, Chet, Big Connection, Chandelok Park, right, Nemsuchi Piri Choga Choga, Nasi Zimbabwe Mushem, Lam Sanje, welcome, Zimbabwe Mushem to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Voice of America, and today is Tuesday, the 20th of August, 2019. I'm your host, Mike Orley. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, Ndinom Kamchiram Chirongwa Chedu Cheve Chitliki, Ushelo The Connection, with your boy Big Mike, aka Mike Hove. Nasim Chirongwa Lamshanje Ushelo, tonight on The Connection, we continue a discussion that we kicked off last week on the protests that are being organized by the MDC, led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa. Now, Zimbabwe Mushe, thus far, these protests have been very unsuccessful. Sibone Uwuti, thus far, there have been 3 scheduled protests, none of them successful. E Harare, Mshaka 16, unsuccessful. Gwentutu Zatunga, Bulawayo, Izolo, unsuccessful. And Gweru was scheduled next, Njalo, unsuccessful. These protests have been blocked by the Zimbabwe Republic Police, EZRP, as a result of a prohibition order. Now, this is what led to the cancellation of these protests in Bulawayo, Njalo, Eharare, Njalo, Gokweru. However, Eharare, in the country's capital, we still saw a couple of people injured and a couple of people taking a beating from the police. As for Bulawayo, Izolo, we saw the city, bekugcwele amaphoyisa ndawo zonke, pese pamnochouka, babanguzara amapurisa. The same applies to Gweru, thus far. Throughout this entire time, we've also seen activists such as Pride Mukono being arrested. We've seen politicians such as Honorable Thabiso Khumalo being arrested. Njalo sesibone abantu abasakhulayo, young politicians such as Mnumzana Blessing Kanotunga and Masiza Ndlovu abducted and tortured. This is by people that they believe ukuthi laba ama state security agents. Before we delve deeper into tonight's program, Thokozo Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, let's take a look as these young gentlemen give us an account ukuthi kahle kahle what exactly happened to them when they were abducted and tortured. Let's take a look.
Mshembe kwenye rara, waka siku muta mkazi wangu. Muta mkazi wangu, chikuta anga waka nipunza kutindizo identify. Tika waka identify, waka nipunza waka tiwewe, jiwe tisitia pese na mwono mfakosika. Mfakosima itambiri, yuku okareza zilimu. Chicha mwono mkupiwa na chanisa. Tika ta, mwono lewe, tika ta, usuda kutawara. Misa ndadaro, tika waka anaka mwotukari. Pana angari mwotu kari waka buda, kwa hini budi kwa hini tizeli wa hini mwotu. Wawo ya wati tura, paka pa hini tiseo ye red, yenge ni number plate, yenge sina number plate kumashure, yaka mila paketi pangu, paka paka tafuti. What they did to me, wana kaba na buda hini sandu zila, kote ninja, kipana hapa. Hini sandu za defuti pinda mwotu kari, doba na pinda mwotu kari, the three of them paka gara ni kumashure, the fourth one naka gara kwa pina driver. Immediately papa waka ni wanupa command. Chikanzi, tikisa msoro wako basi, nisina zisawada ina mandoro wa leji. Akati, since it was a term mode card, batila ya wanika ka green color, china ilo. Nisina tukenda kumarimba, police station, ofisi ina nadu, mito atikana pa ina yasona kakanisa. Chiriku nzeko mtemo, they were supposed to kutivande nese kumapurisa. Pati chaga ilo elwa, isho kuna vanya ya utawula, jene kuti mautu wako nzijiji, sema chia pesi nina Chamisa. Chamisa utawula ya kutukudi, mnofunga kutu mnofisa ya mnangako, mnofunga mnofisa iti. Manji tunakuzuona, iwewe pako papera tukuno kurekana, Chamisa achizotonga, achakutonga siwa mnengo wa mfwa.
Izolo around the bus teni, ekatrika, gilape nisara kone. Kuchusa matota, wana abefika teni, afika kabisi fara, kero mpofu, ama AK-47 na kutustoni. Wafika batu gimi lala pansi, wangi wopa, ngele mba meso, wa atati foni yami, wa atata telefoni kankosi kazwani. Then after that, niwonese mpakati we mota, ukutuwa mpaka msenjani, angwonanga, imota ya entwalileo, angzangi, niwone, ngiphakathi kwemota ngilele ngikhangele phansi. Imota yahamba i-distance engeke ngisho njengoba nakade ngilele ngikhangele phansi. Kwafika esikhathini sokuthi ngayizwa ukuthi imota leyi isihamba ku-dusty road. Then abantu labana bafika bangikhipha emoteni. So ngithe nginanzelela ngabona ukuthi imota zakhona bezintathu. After that laba bantu baqalisa ukungibuza imibuzo. Bengathi nje bakhuluma ngemthwakazi. Oqala ukumbuza bekhuluma isiNdebele. Esithi ye kathi wayelizonda imthwakazi. Ngoba thina singabe imthwakazi. Wayelifaka amashona kobulawayo. After that basebengena ke phezu kodaba ukuthi amarongeshin yenu siyawazi. So laba esikufuna ukuthi wena usitshele iqiniso. Ngoba ungasitshela amanga siza kubulala. Lina mhla ka 16 umhlangano la wenzela ngaphi? Mina ngathi hayi mhla ka 16 anzange ngibe nomhlangano engawenzayo. Baqala ukundinda bebembophe izandla bezophe ngemuva. Kongele nyawo ngikhangele phansi.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, that was a Blessing Kanutunga and Masiza Ndlovu, both young politicians who are with the MDC. Human rights violations in Zimbabwe, ilo lutabo lukone kutwini lamhlanje, ndiyo nyaya tukukurukura muchirongwa. If you're looking to join us tonight on The Connection Studio, everyone's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related in Zimbabwe. Lingat kuma itingweni gu number lezi ti +12026192077. Diyo namba ya mokwa sa undifuandra live pa mepo. Ati mokwa lisa tunyora shikari samba zenyu pa WhatsApp pa namba zeno ti +12026503 18. Nga pinda njalo ku WhatsApp sikona +12026503 18. We're broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency sikona njalo ku 4930 njalo ku 15460 kilohertz go short wave. However, Zimbabwe Moshe, for our internet fanatics, see us live on our three web pages, www.voashana.com, sikonanjalo ku www.voazimbabwe.com, tiriputepe nyirajukare pa www.voanjabwe.com. And for our Facebook fanatics, ngiyabona ngempela ukuthi abantu sebeqala ukungena kuhlelo mapila no wandu wenyu tinotenda zvikuru. For our Facebook fanatics, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, njalo ku voanjabwe. Saka msakangano kushare chirongwa. Muchisa mahats kana mchiterra zvakanaka chirongwa uyezve muchisa namba kana mchida upinda mchirongwa ngatisangane ipada papa chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection with your boy Mike Ove.
Hey taita yaita hola ndeipiko hama dzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host Mike Ove. Thank you, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, kana utshawara neni, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3, BigMyke3.
@BigMike3 is the username go Twitter njalo go Instagram. Kodwa mthwakazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle msambanye uko ku Twitter ne ku Instagram. For the next hour ndiripana papa ma page elu matatu pa Facebook pa VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7 uyezwe pa VOA Ndebele. So sikhona lapha, bhalani imibono yenu, bhalani imilayezelo yenu. Once again, Zimbabwe Muhle, ndinomgamchira imchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything related. So Zimbabwe Muhle, soon after the incident that happened in Mhlaka 16, ngoLwesihlanu last week, the United Nations addressed the situation in Zimbabwe. Bekhangela udaba lwemalungelo abantu, nyaya yema human rights mu Zimbabwe. Let's take a look at Mr. Rupert Colville of the UN. Let's hear what Yena, what did he have to say last week?
On Zimbabwe, it's a fast-changing situation. I understand today's planned protests have just been called off. following a High Court decision earlier this morning upholding a government ban on the demonstrations that was announced yesterday. However, with opposition demonstrations still likely to take place in Zimbabwe in the near future, we urge the government to find ways to continuously engage with the population about their legitimate grievances on the economic situation and to stop cracking down on peaceful protesters. If such demonstrations go ahead, we urge the security forces and protesters to ensure they proceed calmly and without any violence. We're deeply concerned by the socio-economic crisis that continues to unfold in Zimbabwe. While acknowledging efforts made by the government, the international community and the UN in Zimbabwe to mitigate the effects of the crisis and reform process, the dire economic situation is now impacting negatively on the realization of economic and social rights of millions of Zimbabweans. Long-term neglect and structural deficiencies have contributed to hyperinflation, resulting in soaring prices for fuel, food, transport and health services, which is having a dramatic impact on the population and particularly on marginalized working class people. The fact that key commodities and services have become less affordable for poor families means there is an increasing need for strong social protection measures. And around 5 million Zimbabweans, or one-third of the total population of some 16 million, are now estimated to be in need of humanitarian aid. That's a huge proportion. Ahead of today's planned protest, which has now been called off at the last minute, there were worrying reports of threats against citizens who wish to exercise their right to express their opinions of the economic situation via peaceful protests, with allegations of increased surveillance of and threats against civil society organizations by state agents.
All right, Zimbabwe Mushe, that was Mnumzana Rupert Colville of the United Nations. +12024650318 is the number to text WhatsApp. Nga ofisi ungena kuhlelo kana mchilo pina mchirongwa. Asi, mkone sa utifonera zwekare live pa mepo pana papa chirongwa chelu. Cheve chidiki. +12026192077. Nyaye ya chukubata nasi mchirongwa. Nyaye ya ma human rights munyika. So last week takaona zvinhu zvakawanda zvichiitika uko kuHarare vanhu vachiita zvekupondwa vachiita zvekurohwa nemapurisa abantu bebhaxabulwa namapurisa. Hai, sithe hai namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo njengoba it was young people who were being beaten by amapurisa. Sibone ukuqhathekile ukuthi siluthinte udaba lolu kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. So let's head over to our panelists ethu Zimbabwe Muhle. Let me head over to my first guest joining me live ecingweni from ngale eZimbabwe nguThobekihle Mathimbe. Mzwane Thobekihle, zviri kufamba here sisi? Thobekihle.
Hello.
Hey, welcome. Nechirongwa chedu chidiki.
Andizika, tinatenda.
Aiwa, tirikufara kuva nemi nhasi muchirongwa. Ngati bvai tatonyatsozeya nyaya iri muchirongwa nhasisi. Totangira pane zvakaitika nemusi wechishanu last week uko kuHarare. We saw police bebhaxabula vachinyatsorova vanhu zvechokwadi. You guys as an organization, you are with the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum. How did you guys process what happened last week Friday?
It seems like I'm a quarter generation. I'm going to enjoy my rights and demonstrate. 59 of the Constitution, even right here with assembly, irimo section 58 here Constitution. So, taita is like the at least the kana mtemo iripo kana the mapurisa kana chita o exercise right here wo futi irimo Constitution. Yebuti vachenge te zo security vano exercise o shripa mtemo shisinga iti shisinga konzeri kukuara mumu iri vano. So, here it's not a serious bodily injury or even death. So, tichiona kuti isusu itakataisa even mtemo, tichiasa posa, ino ma regulations as well, section 29, kuti tichinua wangazwa ni mapurisa hafangu kukosa serious bodily injury or death. So, shinja kanga, shineta fani neko unavani, wachituwa ma dragnet, atasa ma dragnet arrest, wana wachikumbiwa, wachisungwa nere, wanenge wari innocent, wanenge wari mu crowd, momo, wanenge wasina uja, waita, shakaipa. So isusu tivane ma human rights concern yetu ndiye kuona kuti ma rights anenge akachengetedzeka vanhu vachikwanza kuita enjoying their rights.
Now, Tobegile, let's go to the actual protest, to the actual incident. On Thursday, we heard Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyati Wachita, we're issuing a prohibition order. Don't go protesting at Harare. But still, abantu baze bapuma ngobunengi bawo, and they went to go protest. Now, of course, you know, I've spoken to different people. They've argued that, you know, the force that was used was very unnecessary. It was too much. Mm-hmm. However, in the first instance, the police had already warned people saying, don't do it, because if you do it, you have to face the wrath of the law of the land. As a human rights organization, how do you guys take those words?
Well, as a human rights organization, when we are looking at using the provisions of the law, we look at the letter of the law. When we're looking at even the wording of Section 29 of OSA, it talks about even when people find themselves, you know, gathering, even if we are to even call it an unlawful gathering and people are gathering, the law still, you know, prescribes what should be done in that instance by the police themselves. The police must still work within the confines of the law. They should be able to, you know, to use, even if they are going to employ the use of force, that force should actually be proportionate to the object of the dispersal. Mm-hmm. They cannot just, kana vachichengetedza nyararo vachengetedza nyararo zvakanaka, asi vachengetedzawo kodzero dzevanhu vanenge vachiitawo maprotest, kumeka sure kuti maweapons avanoshandisa haasi kukoza serious bodily injury or death. So tichitaita maproclamation ekudeclare zvinhu zviri over masimba avo, zvimwe zvizvi zvinotinetsa isusu se organization. Towanikwa isusu tichiita call on even masecurity agents kuti aiwa ishandisai masimba ane makapiwa neconstitution. Constitution inokupai masimba ekuprotect security, but constitution inokupai kuti mushande within even constitution. Mm-hmm. Tocha kurova vanhu arbitrary arrest zvinhu zvisingatenderwi even neconstitution, zvisina tsigiro yeconstitution.
Mm-hmm.
Saka zvinhu zvese zvinoitika zvinofanwa kuitika nenzira yakanaka, nzira ine gwara remutemo mukuru wenyika.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so ngicela ubambe kancane. Can you just hold on the line hoti ngithathe mlaleli ngithole mthelele, and then I'll come back to you in 1 second, I guess. Right, Zimbabwe muhle, liyamuzwa nangu unkosazana Thobelihle. Thobekile, sengithi Thobelihle. Thobekile Mathimbe. Kodwa hoti ngiqale ngithathe umlaleli ngithole mthelele, and I'll go back to unkosazana. Kola kola mchereri ndimo kutanga hapa kupinda mchirongwa ngokala yola mchanje kushelo aripa chirongwa aripa rinare ndia
Nakadi ndi hara kenda
Mushe mushe ndia narupinda mchirongwa nasi
Ndi rutendo
Mati ndia ni
Rutendo
Rutendo
Yes
Mkoma rutendo zuru fambe Saka ndimi kamukoma muri kupinda muchirongwa, tiudzewo maonero enyu pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi muchirongwa.
Zvichitevera zvakaitika musi wechishanu, vaireporta ive kuti musi wechipiri musi wa 13 kwakaonekwa mota dzaifamba dzisina manumber plate dzichithrowa magrenade stones nemahurricanes ekutaridza kuti zvombo. But to my own surprise, havana kubata mota idzo dzekuti vavhunzurudze kuti zvii zvamuri kuita. Saka on the other side, zvinotaridza kuti mapurisa, masoja, vadare vese kumahaikoti nekumalokoti uko vari kushandisiwa nebato rezanupf vachiita zvisiri pamutemo, zvekuda kuzama kungovhiringidza zvinenge zvichirongwa nevamwe. Saka tinenge tichitarisirawo kuti kana tichichema zvapinzike zvichemo zvedu. Izvo zvichitaura chokwadi, hama dzevanhu vezanupf nehama dzevanhu vemdc nehama dzevanhu vemapati wose dziri kumirira sveshe nemuromo. Nara nekukwira kuri kuita zvinhu, nara nemugariro wakaita munyika. Saka hezi tavada kusara vachigara voga here kana zviri izvo dzanga vaunganidza hama dzavo neshamwari dzavo dzinovatsigira vechivasapota iwezvo kuzira kuti hakune rimwe divi riri kuguta hari vange richipane zvara nekuti mvura kana ichinaya mumwaka wayo hainai nyika yose rimwe divi rinogutwa rimwe rinofane zvara
zvino musati maenda mukoma rutendo ndachida kuziva kuti imi pache zvenyu muri kurudzira here vanhu kuti vaendere mberi nechirongwa vachiratidzira
zvingangoita kuti tisazekurudzira kwato wekutotya nyange tichida hedu nemhaka yekuti ropa riri kudoka rakawanda kana tavekuti tiratidzire havazorimwe nekutedzera mutemo vanenge vane nekutedzera mutemo webato vatiisa kumitemo yenyika
aiwa takunzwai mukoma rutendo tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa handesi
ndatenda
right zulukandaba liya muzwa nangu mnumzana urutendo uyangena kuhlelo uthi hayi into yokuqala one thing he really highlighted is ukuthi people are suffering elizweni akulaa ndaba ukuthi ungowebandla liphi abe ZANU bayakhala abe MTC bayakhala abe MTCT bayakhala wonke umuntu elizweni uyakhala ngiphinde ngambuza udaba lokuthi yena ubona ngani kumele abantu baqhubekele phambili ngohlelo lokuyotshengisela wathi hayi abantu abaningi bakhanya ngani bayasaba they are fearing ngenxa yokuthi sebelahlekele elizweni a lot of people have lost you know impilo abantu have lost property ngezinto ezishiyeneyo kodwa ngiyeza ukuthi ngilomlaleli ndikunzona ndinemtherere I have another caller ecingweni let me go to my second caller and hear ukuthi ngibani okhona kuhlelo khola khola mthereri usungenele kuhlelo mapinda mchirongwa chedu chevechidiki ari pari nhare ndiyani
osecingweni uristeni moyo
moyo moyo unjani puti wami
hayi ngiyaphila baba kunjani nawe baba
hayi mina ngiphilile moyo ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo
hayi nami ngijabulile nokuthi namhlanje ndivela ngamukela shwakade ngangiloke ngizama baba
ha nanti thuba moyo nanti thuba usixhuma ngaphi
ngilixhuma ngise elowagwelo esikombingo
o elowagwelo hayi sikuzwile baba so awusitsheleke moyo ukuthi yini umbono wakho ngodabula khona ekhodweni namhlanje
heyi madoda isimo sinzima isimo sibuhlungu sikhathazekile kakhulu 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 ukuthi nxa la madoda esithi bona isimo sizaba ngcono thina ubungcono bangkhona kade sathenjisa ubungcono kodwa ubungcono bangkhona kasihlangane nabo
kodwa nangu umphantintambo uminister Mthuli Ncube uthi hayi kuzaba kuhlungu before kuba kamnandi before abantu baqala ukukholisa kuthiwa ama-policies that have been set up by uhulumende bona they are going to have a pinch kuzaba kuhlungu kancane before izinto ziba mnandi
ye ngiyakuzwa shuwa ngiyakuzwa mnumzana kodwa sesiye sikhathi eside sithengiswa ize neze kusese nogono kwakukhulunywa same language kathesi futhi kukhulunywa same language sizwa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba okubonwa ngabanye abanye kabakuboni yikho kuzisa kakhulu kakhulu ubuhlungu and sithola amagabha avuzayo abantu kakulaluthi abaludlala into zikhwelile azithengeki so ngiyamangala ukuthi kathesi bakhuluma ngokuthi bona bethi bona ukuthengisela kuyabe kusephula ilungelo labanye abantu laba abathengiselayo ke elabo ilungelo kati yethulwa yini yikho lapho kunombuzo wami khona ukuthi laba ke abakhalayo bona elabo ilungelo nxa bezinjwa ukuthi bengakhali elabo ilungelo kubona aliyephulwa yini kati okwenza ukuthi bona kube yibo abathi bona besitshela abanye okokwenza sokumele silandele khona lokho nanxa kukubi sokumele silandele eyi madoda impilo inzima shuwa sithele nzima nebantwana ezikolo ischool fees asaeki akunzima kunzima baba
kodwa moyo uhulumende yena uthi hayi akafuni ukuthi abantu bayotshengisela ngenxa yokuthi they don't want ukuthi kube lobudlwangudlwangu abantu babhaxabulwe ngamaphoyisa abantu baze bayenza i-violence ubudlwangudlwangu elizweni so bona bathi they've looked at the past protests sibone ngomnyaka odlule ngempela lapho kwakule protest yahlanganiswa yinhlanganiso ye-ZCTU there was a lot of violence so yena uhulumende uthi asifuni ukuthi kube lo msindo elizweni asifuni ukuthi kube le violence
nathi iqiniso likhona umsindo asiwuthabeli kona vele umsindo kawukho muhle kodwa ana iqiniso likhona lokuthi kathesi akula muntu obe ezokuthi uzayenza umsindo ibekuthiwa yi peaceful demonstration ngokuthi sonke besizinikele ukuthi kumele ukuthi lathi siyekhuluma sonke ukuthi lathi besizwe nathi ukuthi hayi siyacela kumbe nxa befuna sicele sicela ukuthi hayi impilo kayiguquke belibe kwesinye isimo esingcono nxa besithi bona bona bayenelisa ukuthi bekuguqule lokho kodwa sokungathi sokuyikulokhu kuthunyayelwa ungacaciyo ukuthi sibe sonke silindile njengokuthi abanye akathesi baningi amaphehla asazalayo esezwe ashona kulokho kuthi uJesu uyabuya labo selokhu besilokhu sithi silinde lokho kuthiwa kuyalunga kuyalunga apho ukulunga kwangkhona baba akusabe sesifile phela
umbuzo wami wokugcina moyo bese siqhubekela phambili lo hlelo ubona ngani abe-MDC kumele baqhubekele phambili ngohlelo lokuyotshengisela
mina baba ngombono wami ngabe kuthiwa ikhulumeni ibivuma ukuthi athi abantu be-MDC bekhulume ngelizwi lokuthi labo bakhala mina bengisisa ukuthi ngabe baqhubekela phambili bebeka nabo izikhalazo zabo kuze phela kulungisiswe lapho kuyabe kumoshakale khona pho nxa kungafuneki ukuthi kona kulungisiswe lapho kumoshakala khona okuthi ndivele bona ngokuyala kwabo kabafuni nakho ukuzwa ukuthi kulungisiswe okuthi bona bayakholisa ngale mpilo abantu abayiyo yona lokhu kuthengisa khona lokhu ukuthi hhayi bona bayakholisa njalo xa usuhlezi kuhle phela baba okubi komunye ngekukubone wena nxa uvele uzidalele kuhle kwakho uyabe umhleka kuphela so bona bayahleka so kathesi athi ukuthi bayaliswa yikuyini bayaliswe nje ukuthi khona bangahleka kuhle ukuthi sibakhawulisile sibakhawulisile kodwa aba isono sona lesi
hhayi siyakuzwa moyo ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo bhuti
eyi ngithokoze kakhulu ntokozeka icela libe lingifonela njalo njalo nje ngiyahalela ukungena enhleleni nje ezithile nami ngiyahalela kakhulu ngiyangazama ngakhonsistansela ithuba edluleyo ukuba ngucouncilor under MDC alliance
don't worry mnumzana next week sizakudinga njalo angithi
hayi ngiyabonga baba
right muri eZimbabwe mabva kunzwa kuna vamoyo umo chizvarwa chekuZimbabwe nayo ari kupopota semaundiro ava rutendo vambopindawo muchirongwa vachiti zvina zvina kumira mushe munyika. But let me go back to Tobegile because Moyo brought up a lot of very important points that I think are super important that we need her to address. Tobegile, are you still on the line?
I'm there.
Right. Now, you started off something. You talked about PASA. It seems as though the implementation, well, the law itself, the way that the police used it, a lot of people feel as though yes, it was used with the argument of defending people's rights, but other people are turning around and looking at it and saying, what about my constitutional right to go protest peacefully? So which law trumps which?
Okay, I'll explain it in this way.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first founding values of Zimbabwe, which is in the constitution, states that one of the key principles is that the constitution itself is supreme.
Mm-hmm.
So supremacy of the constitution. Saka mtemo mkuru watinofanga kuteedzera
the
constitution. Section 44 of the constitution is clear kuti states nemunhu wese any agent of the state anofanga kurespecta nekuremekedza nekuprotect nekupromote constitution. Saka tinoona isusu kuti ma limitations anoya nepost. PASA inotora limit kodzero yevanhu yekuprotest yoti vanhu kana vachida kodzero iyoyo ngava apply ngavawane vachikumbira mvumo yekudaro zviri zvinhu zvinoita kuti vanhu vacho vari kukumbirwa futi voita ivo mapurisa ende tikatarisa I'll just give you a brief background August 1 incidents zema incidents akaitika vanhu vakakuvara pakazouya Mutlandi Commission totarisa even January 14 to 5 February pakaita mamwe maprotest ambotaurwa some one of the speakers tinoona kuti pakaita injuries akawanda kune vanhu pakafa vanhu zviri zvinhu zvakakonzerwa nema security agents so you find that at the end of the day kana vanhu vachinokumbira kodzero yekuti vakwanise kuprotesta kumapurisa mari yehovhe futi mapurisa acho ari kunzi ndiwo ari kutikuwadza vanhu zvinonetsa manje kuti vanhu vachazopiwa here mvumo yekuti vaite chii vaite exercise marights avo todzokera isusu muconstitution constitution inopa vanhu kodzero yekuita sei yekuprotesta peacefully saka vanhu vokumbira here kodzero yavakapiwa neconstitution kana vakumbira futi vonyimwa zviri zvinotishungurudza seorganization zviri zvinoshungurudza zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe
so Tobekile, explain something to me I understand that POSA was declared unconstitutional sometime last year. How is it that the police then can go ahead and use it legally?
Well, the POSA was not entirely like declared could be unconstitutional. Pane section yakanongwa ikanzi atigona kuti a blanket ban yekubana ma protest that kind of thing. But nyaya iripo ndeye kuti ndo mtemo uchiripo uripo uri kurarama hauna kuripiriwa wakazvimirira uripo uri kushandawo saka ndo uri kurilaiwa nawo nema security nemapurisa kuti kumeka sure kuti vari kumaintaina peace and order muzimbabwe and at the same time ndo mtemo zvekare wavari kushandisa zvekare kulimita even kodzero dzevanhu dzekuita maprotest so pane nyaya iripo zvakare irimo muconstitution yekuti pane nyaya inofanirwa kuitwa inonzi balancing yekuti abalance marights because mapurisa anenge achitiwo isusu tiri kuchengetedza vachiri kudawo kuti associate neprotest but mapurisa anofanirwa kuchengetedzawo zvekare even ivo vanhu vacho vari kuitawo chii maprotest
Now, it seems as though POSA right now is currently, like you said, going through amending, and it's coming back as MOPA. As a human rights organization, how are you embracing this?
Well, it's also a day kuti MOPA is a very but it's a very important day for me to say ma restrictions are a bit repressive pakodzero dzevanhu because ma provisions achina hazi kunyanyochinja zviri radical zviri kuramba zvingoripo zvinhu zvekuti kana vanhu vachida kutema protest ngavatange vakumbira isusoti but ka iye anenge achiti kwanzi aiwa kucha pamwe protest haigoni kuzova peaceful ndiye anofanirwa kuapplya kuti ready we protest that is good that is for ko uya ari kuinjo yake kodzero yake iri mu constitution anofanirwe ikuti achienda pamberi achinokumbira kodzero yake zvakafanana nekodzero yekufema chai ukaenda uchinokumbira ndiri kukumbirawo kufema azviti aiwa yacho ndo pane concern yedu yekuti tinoda kuti kana tichiva nemutemo uchauya ngauyewo uchitarisawo kuti pave nebalancing effect yekuti ehe peace yedoda tinoida nekuti tinoda kuti muve nerunyararo munyika ichokwadi uyezve tinoda kuti vanhu vanakirwawo nekuinjoya kodzero dzavo dzirimo muconstitution yatiri kuti isusu ndo iri supreme yatiri kuti isusu ndo yakakosha ndiyo mutemo mukuru wemuzimbabwe
Alright, regai ndikubatei muromo sisi nditore muteereri and then I'll come back to you andes Right, ngiyezwa kuti ngilo munye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo ndirikunzwa kuti ndine umwe muteereri ari kupinda muchirongwa ngatinzwe kuti ndiani aripo parinhare kola kola muteereri usungenele kuhlelo mapinda muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki ngubani ukone cimweni
hello ndiShepherd
Shepherd unjani bhuti
ikhona kunenga
hayi sikhona siyakwamukela kuhlelo
hayi ngiyathokoza kakhulu ninjani ba
hayi ngiphilile angizwanga ba
ithi ninjani khona ngapha
hayi thina siphilile ngilethemba lokuthi la uphilile
hayi ngiphilesaka
usungenele kuhlelo baba awungitshela umbono wakho
inkinga yilona oludubo lolo olwasekhaya lolo soluhluphile lelo
qhubeka
singakubikela kubani kakhulu ngoba yabona mina ngimbuzo yokuthi uhulumende wangeniswa ngabantu yena mayethi wangena anti ukuthi wangeniswa ngabantu why ezomisha abantu amalungelo abo ngoba yena umuntu maye wathandwa ngabantu wafaka ngabantu and then abantu makunenkinga sebethi sihlangane nazo sebefuna ukuthi bamkhumbe ukuthi hayi thina sinenkinga lapha nalapha yena esisebenzisa uswazi oluhlungu kangaka
kodwa Shepherd yena uhulumeni uthi hayi asifuni ukuthi nina abantu abazabetshengisela liyenze ubudlangudla kube le violence njalo asifuni ukuthi abanye amalungelo abanye abantu aphule
but yabona ukuthi into ekhona kathi sokungudlangudlangu but sikhipha umongameli lo owathukileyo manje lo kwaba nodlangudlangu amapolisa ayikhona amasosha ayikhona and then abantu bamenyezele ukuthi bafuna ukwenza a peaceful demonstration like what they did ngesikhathi leso bekhipha lo mongameli ophumileyo so inkinga ibikuphi and amapolisa akhona abekhona ayibona laba abafuna ukwenza udlwangudlwangu yiwo abanjani ababophayo unlike ukuthi bona bahle bavime bathi akukho into enjalo bona bake babona yini kukhona abantu bake bayenza umsindo before uhlelo lwakhona lungakaqali lolo lwe-demonstration
hayi siyakuzwa
yabona bona sebegijimele phambi kwabantwana ukuthi abantu bazenze udlwangudlwangu hayi abantu bafuna ukuthengisela ngoba bane 1, 2, 3 into ezibahluphayo anti bona ngabe baqale babona ukuthi abantu bahetha njani anti and then aluba ngumthelo nje umpholisa ngokulokuze ngokugcina ukuthula but inkinga esiyibonile ethini amapolisa yiwo acine eseshana nabantu eqitha abantu idorobha ehlala ingesena muntu so uyimizi ngubani ophula amalungelo abantu osenza udlame ngubani osenza udlame andiyoko upholisa osenza udlame ngabantu
hayi siyakuzwa but Shepherd isikhathi yiso sisidlewe ngumangwayo kodwa ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo come back same time same place next week angithi but
hayi ngiyabonga kakhulu
Right, muri Zimbabwe mabva kunzwa kuna wa Shepherd muomterera rupinda muchirongo ari kubata nyaya iyoyo ye ma human rights munyika. Pachirongo pari zvino tina muzvare Tobekile Matimbe. She is part of the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum. What does Zimbabwe muhle? This notion what happened over the Ngolwesihlanu eHarare, njalo what happened yesterday eGobulawayo has created a reaction from the international community. We've seen our organizations such as the United Nations earlier on, you saw them bona labo they touched on what happened. Sibone amazwe achiyeneyo, America Ambassador Brian Nichols lie. He also issued a statement, njalo he also met up with a lot of people who are victims of the abductions. So, as we move forward, let us go to an interview that I did with Alex Noyes. He is the political scientist of an organization called the RAND Corporation, whereby he explains, the international community, Bona, how are they taking in everything that's happening in Zimbabwe? Let's take a look.
So, Alex, we're here with you today to talk about the situation in Zimbabwe. You were recently in Zimbabwe. And over the past couple of days, a lot of things have happened. We saw the MDC trying to move to lead a protest in Harare that was blocked. They tried again in Blood, that was blocked. They tried again in Gweru, which is supposed to happen tomorrow. That, too, has been blocked. The protest itself was supposed to be people coming to the streets to express how they feel. What was your reaction when you were in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. It's great to be back. Always good to be on your show. So I was there for about 2 weeks, back last week, and it's pretty bleak. It's pretty bleak. So it's bad. I think the biggest surprise, you know, I've been studying Zimbabwe and going to Zimbabwe for over a decade now, and my biggest surprise this time around was just the sheer difficulty in logistics of getting around, getting bread, getting fuel, getting cash. You know, I showed up and I tried to get bond notes. I went to the bank and tried to transfer, change my USD. They had no ATMs working, no cash. The only way I could get it was on the black market. You know, there's been some effort on the economic side to do some of the reforms that they've talked about. But I think, you know, it's a bit of a charade, especially on the political side. You know, I was there last year for the election, and there was always this sense, and ZANU-PF and President Mnangagwa even owned this, that it was sort of a foreign policy exercise. The election and these reforms were for international consumption. And so you keep seeing the party line talking about open for business, new dispensation. but how can you have a new dispensation when security forces are on the streets, when you're banning protests using POSA, you know, repressive legislation.
We're also still talking about that. With that idea, according to Assistant Commissioner Ponyasi and the government themselves, Zimbabwe has a history, which you look at the protests that happened last year, if you look at the protests that happened after the elections, they turned out to be violent. So for them, they felt as though implementing and using this was to prevent that violence. because it has the potential of becoming violent.
Yeah, I think it's a convenient excuse. I'm not convinced that these or other protests were actually going to be violent. And they, you know, these arms caches they talked about, I'm sure that's just a pretext to crack down on the opposition and dissent.
When Minister Ntuli Ngwe came in to office, he said that all the measures we're putting in are going to pinch before it gets better. As the international community, how are you guys taking this in? How, do you feel as though they're actually putting in the right measures, and are they trying enough to ensure that Zimbabweans have a better future?
Yes, it's a great question. It's a great question. I wanted to go in with an open mind and assess conditions on the ground. And I came away, without much positivity on that front. I think, you know, when you talk to folks, has anything changed? Average folks in the streets say absolutely not.
Some feel as though what is happening right now is an infringement on their human rights, but government is turning around and saying, whoa, we're trying to protect your human rights because we don't want things to be destroyed. As the internet, we've seen the international community come out in arms saying, whoa, we're dead set against the violence that happened in Harare. They've urged government to respect people's human rights. How are you guys taking in, especially the incident that happened on Friday?
Yes, more of the same, right? I mean, you talked about protecting people's lives and property, but I mean, the commission after the post-election violence said, you know, massive disproportionate use of force. Mm-hmm. So sure, maybe some people were burning cars and throwing rocks, but then you have some people come in and shoot people in the back with AK-47s. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. So I think it's more of the same. It's a pretext to crack down. There might be some concerns, but there are better ways to do this. And if you're talking about a new dispensation, a new democracy, you got to open yourself up to these.
All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Alex Noyes. He is a political scientist for the RAND Corporation. Now, he was here in the studios earlier on. I would have loved to have him live on air, but unfortunately, he had other commitments. So I thought, hey, let's see in the interview and give it to Abala Lilwethu. Let's see how they take it in. What does Zimbabwe Moshe? That's not the full interview. We're going to be uploading the full interviews on our three Facebook pages. VOA Shana, VOA Ndebele, Njalogu, VOA Studio 7. So let me go back to my guest, Uthobekile. Let's wrap up with her and move over to my second guest that's coming in. Umnumzana uCharles Nyoni, yena olwela ilungelo loluntu elizweni. Uthobekile, are you still on the line, sis?
Yes, I am.
Right. Now, since we came up to Lenohlelo, we're coming towards the end of our program. So I want to hear more from you as a human rights lawyer. Now, how do we move forward from here forth to ensure that human rights are respected in the country? We're seeing people all over the world, different organizations all over the world, are all urging government to start respecting human rights in the country.
All right. First of all, I'll just say, yeah, I do. As an organization, you know, we actually commend and are grateful for even the echoing of the same things that we believe in as an organization, you know, the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner that, put a call on government to actually respect people's right to even demonstrate, even the U.S. Embassy. We are fully appreciative of such calls which are towards, upholding of human rights in Zimbabwe, as well as we look at upholding even the values that are in our constitution. So going forward, I'll say that we, as an organization, we continue to call even on the government to also put in place those mechanisms that will ensure that even the security agents will uphold human rights, will uphold people's rights even to demonstrate or assembly. We also comment even with respect to Section 210 of the Constitution, which states that there should be an act that is going to provide for a mechanism, a complaint mechanism to allow citizens to even complain against the conduct of security agents. So we continue to call on the government to make sure that that act is actually put in place to come up with that complaint mechanism to allow for investigations of any violations and to also allow for remedies to human rights violations with respect to state security agents. We also call even on the government to also ratify the Convention Against Torture so that at least we have, once we ratify it, we domesticate it to our law and we have, regulations that are going to make sure that they criminalize any act of torture against the civilian population.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Begile, thank you so much. I look forward to having you back on the program soon.
All right, then. Thank you very much,
Tinotenda. I watch Tinotenda. Now, Ngusisi Uthobekile Mathembe. Yena, she's with the organization Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum. Right, Zulukanda basiqhubekele phambili lohlelo lukhona egudwini sokusele 15 minutes kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Let me go to my second guest, Umnumzana uCharles Nyoni. Yena, ngumuntu olwela ilungelo loluntu eZimbabwe. Nyoni, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo phutunyana.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokumamikela linjani balaleli.
Hayi, ngilethemba lokuthi abalaleli bayaphila, mina ngiphilile, wena unjani futhi?
Hayi, mina ngiphilile ngapha ngaseHarare njengoba ngasila lami ekuchayweni ngama-button stick lapha.
So Nyoni, nantu dwaba olukhona egudwini futhi. Monday sibone amaphoyisa bebhaxabula abantu, bebashaya ngempela. Kule video eyasecirculator kulomunye ugogo ngempela. Hayi, simbonile ugogo eshawa, abantu baze bathi ha. No man, this is not right. Kodwa bona amaphoyisa njalo uhulumende bathi hayi silitshelile phela Thursday night ngolwesine. Sathi hayi lingaphumi liyotshengisela ngenxa yokuthi hayi kule prohibition order. Asifuni ukuthi kube lo msindo, kube lo mdlwangudlwangu, kube le violence. So wena njengomunye ongumuntu olwela ilungelo loluntu elizweni, ukuthathe kanjani lokho?
Ya into ebuhlungu kakhulu ngase sibona abadala bethu omama labogogo sebechawa njengamapholisa ngendlela ehlukumezayo kangaka nje. Kodwa nje lokhu kusegcekeni njalo kusitshengisa nje ukuthi uhulumende lo yena nje ngathiyanga ubuntu bakhe ovele ayewenza umgabi esakhona okuhlukumeza uZulu njalo lokuchaya uZulu, ngoba isizathu sokuthi bechaye uZulu sibe vele singekho. Lesizathu sokuchaya ogogo vele sasingekho nje, kodwa sibabonile nje phambili kwamakhamera bezimisele ukuchaya abantu njalo lokuhlukumeza uZulu.
So Nyoni, tell me something, Numzana. You are one of people that you're an activist in the country. We've seen ukuthi sekule trend la ukuthi when people protest, abantu bayashaywa, babhaxabulwa, people are injured, property is broken. So is it still worth it ukuthi abantu baphume ngobuningi babo bachinoratizira migwaqo?
Yes, it's pretty much worth it because if you look at the numbers that were on the street, there wasn't a lot of people that came out on that particular day. Had we flooded the streets like we did in 2017 November, I tell you and I bet my life and my career as an activist that the police were not going to be able to contend the march or to beat anyone because the numbers will be overwhelming. Our only challenge and problem is when we have these marches, it's only a few courageous individuals that come out, which then exposes them to the brutal reaction from the system.
Mm-hmm. So now, as we move forward, we've seen uhulumende, he's blocked. I'm a protest here, Dad. Was a block, I'm a protest, Govlawa. Was a block, I'm a protest, Equer. So, nina njengabantu abalwela ilungelo loluntu, how do you plan on moving forward? Ukuze litshengise uZulu ukuthi ayithina ngempela asithabanga, we're not happy with the situation in the country.
We have two options. Silendlela ezimbili esizilandelayo. One is the legal route and the other one is to say the blocking of these marches is on its own illegal. So we will not adhere to an illegal law that tries to legalize something which is not legal in the first place. So we will take up this matter at the Supreme Court and even up to the Constitutional Court if need be, and push along those lines, as well as we won't stop getting on the streets and demonstrating because the court has ruled. If they want to arrest us, then they will arrest everyone who come on the streets.
Mm-hmm. So, but besides that, besides the protest, because if anything, it seems as though there's an effect on the ordinary person in the streets. Ugogo loya had nothing to do with it. Waze kodwa nguye ngempela owabhaxabulwa. What the people were pushing for a protest, bona abasashawang. So, seeing as though the effect of the protest seems to be hitting the ordinary person the most, how do you then move forward ensuring ukuthi the ordinary person is not affected as much or is not the one taking the biggest heat?
it's a sad thing that Ugogo became a casualty of this fiasco, and I feel very sorry for her. I've even visited her to see how she's doing at the hospital. It's not a good thing, and we don't like such things to happen. But we cannot stop fighting this battle and fighting this war because certain people are going to get hurt or certain individuals are going to get in the crossfires. Every battle has its own problems and advantages and disadvantages, and casualties will always be there. Even if you are at your own home, for example, a very good example is Ukomrade Tatenda Mumbera, who was actually taken from his own home in his own bed and beaten and had an arm and a leg broken. Well, he wasn't part of the demo, he wasn't anywhere near the demo, but he was beaten at home. So if something like this is happening on a day-to-day basis, well, we can't avoid it.
Zvino vanyo nechimbondiudzaiwo imi muri kurwira kodzero dzevanhu munyika muri kuti aiwa vanhu ngavaendere mberi nechirongwa ichi chekunoratidzira vanhu vazhinji vari kuratidzira nekuti vari kuchema chema vachiti munyika hamuna mabasa. Munyika hakuna magetsi, mari haisi kubatika, hakuna mvura, zvinhu zvakawanda zviri kungonetsa munyika. Asi takanzwa minister Mthuli Ncube vachiti haumana zvinhu zvichamboti netsei zvisati zvanaka. Madii kungomira mambopa hurumende mukana kuti vamboshanda zvakanaka? Tionewo kuti zvinhu zvinobudirire.
Vamthuli Ncube zvavanotaura ndo zvainzi navamugabe zviroto zviroto, because havazivi zvavanotaura uyezve havararami upenyu hwatinorarama isu sevana veZimbabwe. Vamthuli Ncube vanongowawata vachingovukura vasina zvavanotaura zvisvino. Kana vachiti tishingirire zvinhu zvichanaka, vari kutaura kuti kusafa kwatiri kuita pari zvino is nothing here, because isusu right now tiri kutosafa as it is. Saka munhu akauya akatiti hanzi shingirirai pakusafa kwamuri kuti anenge achida kuedza kureva kuti kudii, kuti it's actually going to get worse than it already is. We cannot stand or agree to something like that.
Asi iyo hurumende iri kuti iri kutora matanho ekuzvigadzirisa zvese, chionai manje maane karensi yenyu.
Matanho aya vakabvirira kumataura kubva gore rapera vachiti tiri kutora matanho, tiri kutora matanho, but hapana chachinja, hapana chaita. Izvezvi tikada kuvabvunza kuti zvii zvavari kutaura, vanongogara kutaura mamega deals nemamiriyoni emari, but hapana chinofamba. 10 million chaiya vakatiudza kuti vaiwana mumba Machombo pavakamusunga gore riya, hatitozivi kuti yakaendeku, izvo kuti mabhokisi emariyo yakazogumira riri. Saka hurumende inotaura zvimwe asi iye ichiita zvimwe. Saka neta nekuteerera mashoko ehurumende asina chinobatika kana kuti pundutso paari, nekuti isusu tinoda zvinhu zvinoisa chikafu chingwa patebhuru.
Asi vanyoni, ngatimbobatai imwe nyaya. Vanhu vanga vachiratidzira vachiti munyika nyaya yehori yanetsa yanetsa yanetsa. Zvino hurumende yakabva mutungamiriri wenyika Emmerson Mnangagwa wakabva waseta up commission vachiti commission sa bata munhu wese ane uhori. Chionai Honorable Prisca Mfumira Wasungwa nezuro wanga chitsvaga vaimbove deputy president Pelekezela Mpoko navo vari kuinvestigatwa. Hamungati hurumende iri kutora matanho ekuzvigadzirisa?
Vanogomanyira kuda kunosungana naMpoko naMfumira, vagara vataiziva kuti ihove diki vachisiya hove hombe seiko. Ava vekudya mari yemagetsi vadii kuvabata ava. Ava vatinoziva vakaita kuti bhanga guru renyika risvike pakugara pasi varii kuvabata. Mau zviri kutaurwa navamunangagwa nezviri kuitwa nehurumende yavamunangagwa ndezvekuda kutibata kumeso, kutizora sadza muromo, kutinyepera kuti chinzi tadyawo sadza isisina kudya. Tinozviziva chese kuti makashayikwa ndege nhatu muno. Vadii kutanga kubata vana vavo vari pamberi necorruption, pamwe chete nekuona kuti ivo pachezvavo vari clean here maoko avo, because corruption haisi kutanga pasi. Corruption iri kutanga kumusoro kwavari ivo. Saka how can he set up a commission yaanoziva kuti vanhu vaaisa mucommission iyo vanotori nemaquestion mark? Tikatarisa mukuru wecommission yacho, tinotori nemubvunzo pamusoro pezvake kuti it's not commission yagadzirwa kuti itsvage corruption, asi kuti itool yagadzirwa kuti irwe hondo dzavo dzepolitics.
Right, mvunzo wangu sezvo pasara 5 minutes pachirongwa vanyoni and ndine muteereri akatimirira, saka mvunzo wangu wokupedzisira kwamuri sezvo ndambobvunza nyaya inchiti vanhu vari kurohwa nemapurisa nemasoja mukoma, masoja vari kuti vari kungorohwa vanhu, Saka imi sewe wanu wanurura kodzero dzevanhu munyika. Plani yenyu ndeipi yopfumirire mberi zvitsange kugadziriswa munyika. Hurumende nayo iona kuti zvechokwadi wana wana kufara ngatimbokurukura nevanhu titrai kugadzirisa titrai kuaddressa zvichemo zvevanhu munyika.
Chakakoshera hurumende iyi kugadzira dzatinoti cosmetics dzekuti ionekere kunyika dziri kunze sehurumende yakachiyana nehurumende yaivepo. Saka optics dzavo dzinokuvara kana kodzero dzevanhu dzichityorwa. Taona kuti iko zvino America pamwe chete neUnited Nations vaburitsa mashoko vachitoropodza nyaya yekurohwa kwevanhu. Zvinova izvo zviri kukuvadza urongwa hwehurumende hwekuti izvinatsurudze sehurumende yakanaka. Saka isisu hatisi kuzovapa mukana wokuda kunyepedzera kunge vachinja kana kuti vagadziridza unhu hwavo. Tichada kuramba tichifumura unhu hwavo nekuratidzira nekuti hatisi kuzodzora tsvimbo nekuti gudo rabata kumeso.
Aiwa vanyoni, takunzwai zvakanaka. Tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma.
Mufaro wangu chaizvo. Tinokutendai vateereri.
Right, zvulika ndapa nangu munumzana uCharles Nyoni, ngumunye olwela ilungelo loluntu vaCharles Nyoni, umwe anorira kodzero dzevanhu munyika. Asi ndikunzwawo ndine muteereri pasara 4 minutes pachirongwa, saka ngatipe muteereri mukana wekutaura. Ndoonawo kuti muri kuti chii paFacebook tobva tapeta chirongwa. Kola kola muteereri ari kupinda muchirongwa ndiani? Mlaleli ole, hello.
Hallo, ndinokutendai.
Ari parunhare apo ndiani?
Chokutanga chendoda kupinda pachiri ndoda kuti varuzidzi rweZimbabwe ongorore musangano wokupedzisira wakaitwa neSenate House. Musangano wokupedzisira wakaitwa neSenate House kana takautarisa musangano wokusunga opposition dzese kuti opposition imwe chete. Opposition dzese vanobvira kodzero dzavanhu vese nevane zvichemo vese munyika yeZimbabwe vari kusungwa neresolutioni yakaitwa neSenate House patangopfuura. Ndakanga ndakateerera zvitaurwa izvo navamonzora vachiti Senate House yarizorwa kuti kutange konvena chana kusungwa. And zvazvinoreva ndezvekuti kana konvena wemutangano chana kusungwa zvinoreva kuti hakusina chadana mutangano. Ndamamune ndimodana mutangano zvinoreva kuti munenge mutongo zvakaita kuti vazhinji patasungwa munhu pari kurohwa vanhu pari kusungwa vanhu pari kurohwa vanhu. Saka zvinotirwadza ndezvekuti toramba tiri paconstitutionalism here? Asi iyo hurumende ndiyo iri kufeila kumira paconstitutionalism because constitution kana takatarisa hurumende yezano haina kutadza kutevedza constitution kutanga nhasi. Kana pamabvisiro yakaita mugabe wavo chaiye because izanu kuzanu pamabvisiro nevakaita nhaka fulani constitutionalism then tikabvapo tikatarisa pane zvavari kutiitira matrix zvinoreva kuti constitution havasi kuitevedza. Saka isusu marwuri etinofanira kutinge tichiita topinda pana api nokuti constitution inova ndiyo yakafanira kuti gaidha kuti tinzwana nepazvichemo iye havasi kuiripetita. Kana takupinda nemairi vanobva vatiita kunge tiri makaupuri.
Saka
zvinonyanya kutirwadza iko ndiri kutaura ndiri kusouth africa zvangu ndakatoenda zvangu mukoma jonga ndiri kutaura ndiri kusouth africa.
Aiwa ndinotirwadza ndeze mukoma jonga ari parichirongwa pari zvino ndi Mike mukoma jonga ari muofisi asi havasiri vari pachiregaro dasi.
All right, thank you very much. Whoever is there, we appreciate and we entertain. Zvinonyanya kutirwadza hama yangu ndezvekuti taritai mazuva mashoma akapfuura vakaita mafast track programs avo akadzinga vachena munyika. Vachena vanonzi vangu vakavabata maindastry akanga achiwanikwa mabasa navanhu akanga achitapunduso kunyika. Let alone nyaya dzekuti vanhu vanga vakarwa hondo navachena zvikange zvapera. That's why we have got reconciliation program. Zvakanga zvapera.
Aiwa mukoma nguva ndiyo adyanana mukoma nguva. Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka, nguva ndiyo adyanana. Dai next time tokufondirai early kuitira kuti tichi mupinde muve nenguva yakareba. Right, Zimbabwe muhle mthwakazi omuhle isikhathi sesifikile emaphethelweni wehlelo tashuka kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndinotenda zvikurusa munhu wese apinda muchirongwa, both my guest Charles Nyoni njalo uthobekile vese vapinda vakanyatsokurukura vakabasa nyaya. Thank you so much even to Alex Noyes who was with me earlier on. Nyabonga wonke umuntu ongenelele kuhlelo anokuoneka nemfaro. Ndini wenyu Mike Hove. Zimbabwe muhle mthwakazi omuhle. Bye bye.